Residents concerned about a homeless encampment in Hope have penned a letter to officials asking them to take the issue seriously. Colleen and Charlene Hazel say the encampment located on the south side of Highway 1, between exit 165 and exit 168, is a high risk for wildfires due to its high amount of combustible garbage. They sent a letter to various governing bodies and representatives of BC on May 22, detailing the issue and including images of the camp, including abandoned motorhomes, RVs and buses. They are concerned because of the close proximity to the mountain area, which is extremely vulnerable to wildfires. The longtime residents said this is especially concerning as the area is approaching the hotter and drier months. The risk of such an event is heightened by the presence of makeshift campfires which have been observed in the area, further exacerbating the danger, the Hazel women said in the letter. The prospect of another devastating fire in this area, reminiscent of previous years, is a fear that we cannot afford to ignore. In addition to the fire risk, the environmental damage caused by the accumulation of trash and combustibles in and around the growing encampment is a huge concern. Not only is the area an eyesore, but the litter is also likely to find its way into local ecosystems, further harming wildlife and polluting our natural spaces. The letter notes that a wildfire in 2022 was believed to have been caused by garbage and activity at the encampment. In addition to the wildfire and environmental concerns, the two women have also observed that there are three man-made roads providing direct access to the encampment from the freeway. This, they said, is both illegal and unsafe. These roads are not only enabling individuals to bypass restrictions and regulations but also present a significant safety hazard, they said. Unauthorized access to this area has the potential to make emergency response efforts more difficult when a fire or other emergencies arise. The illegal nature of these roads is a violation of public safety regulations and further complicates the already dire situation. A resident of the encampment disagrees with the letter, published online in an early version of this story. She said the photos do not accurately portray the encampment's true living conditions. "Maybe you guys should go have a look again at this place because it has been cleaned up," said Mindy Bear, via social media. "The ones that were bringing all the trouble around have been moved. As for the fire safety you're concerned about, we have had the fire department come here and they have walked the area to make sure there were no fire hazards. So, don't think all homeless people are stupid. And technically we all have a roof over our head, therefore we are not homeless." She posted her own photos of her living area in the encampment that show a tidily arranged garden space with stairs, decorative fencing and a seating area. When contacted later this week, the Hazel women reiterated their concerns. They are asking the ministries to take immediate action to ensure the safety of residents of Hope, the encampment and the environment. The letter was sent to the District of Hope, the Ministry of Forests, Fraser Nicola MLA Tony Luck, Chilliwack Hope MP Mark Strahl, the Ministry of Environment and Parks, the Ministry of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness, the Fraser Valley Regional District and media. They want to see safety, fire, and environmental assessments conducted. They also want officials to provide support and resources to help relocate residents of the encampment as soon as possible. Other suggestions included blocking access to the illegal roads in the area for everyone except emergency vehicles or BC Hydro, to stop attempts at a new encampment, and implementing cleanup initiatives. They would like to also see established, ongoing waste management practices to prevent further environmental harm, along with continuous monitoring of the area. "We hope everyone will take this matter seriously and prioritize the well-being of both the individuals currently living in the growing encampment and the broader community that depends on the safety and preservation of our natural spaces and human life as well as wildlife," they wrote. In an email to the Hope Standard, the District of Hope acknowledged the concerns raised by the residents. "We thank Ms. Colleen Hazel and Ms. Charlene Hazel for their detailed letter and for bringing forward their observations and recommendations to provincial authorities," the district said. "It should be known that all the properties upon which this camp is found belong to either BC Provincial Ministries or the Provincial Crown. Thus, the district's jurisdiction and power to effect positive changes are limited. The district said it is aware of the wildfire risks, environmental impact, and public safety issues concerning the encampment. It said it is working with the province to mitigate wildfire risk and have conducted safety, fire, and environmental assessments. Is working with the Ministry of Transportation and Transit in how to deal with the man-made roads. Have done cleanups of the area and monitoring strategies to prevent re-establishment of encampments. It is also working with the province to support relocation and outreach efforts. The district remains committed to working with provincial ministries and local service providers to ensure that individuals experiencing homelessness are treated with dignity and compassion, it said. This includes exploring safe relocation options and connecting individuals with appropriate support services.